I'm Kim Irvin Tucker. I'm from Islesboro. One of the issues that we seem to be skipping over is the need for this project. We've asked about it out here, but you all seem to assume that there is a need for this project. And that's part of the problem. I've heard you all talk about NEPA several times today. The National Environmental Policy Act requires you to look at all reasonable alternatives for this project. But in the 1,069 pages that comprise this environmental assessment, there is no mention of the cost of just doing the maintenance dredging. I've asked Barbara for that, and she said you didn't do the calculation. So that's a violation of NEPA. You have not considered that, and to remove the 37,100 cubic yards of maintenance level dredging is 100% a federal cost. No state tax dollars would go towards that. And yet you have failed to include that calculation so people can do a cost-benefit analysis in this state for whether they want to just do a maintenance dredge or whether we need 40 feet. And getting to the whether we need 40 feet question, according to the calculations and data provided by the Corps' own Waterborne Commerce Statistics Center, there's only been an average since 2003, when the dock was deepened by DOT, of 8 vessels per year that meet the criteria for benefiting, according to the Corps, with this dredge. According to the Corps, vessels with drafts over 35.2 feet and up to 40 feet will be benefited. Over 40 feet, we'll still have to wait for a tide. And I would submit here, if you actually factor in what Barbara said at the beginning, the 10% of keel, it means that only vessels with drafts over 36 feet would be benefited by this dredge. Everyone else is still going to have to wait for a tide. We get them twice a day, as we've noted, and they're real big. They're 10.2 feet. If you look at that cost-benefit analysis, you cut off your calculation for the net benefit in 2008, even though you drafted it in 2012. Now, I asked myself when I read this, why did they cut this off in 2008? I mean, can't they get statistics after that? I know I could. I went online and got them all the way through 2011, and I sent a nice lady down in New Orleans a note, and she sent me the stuff for 2012. I figure y'all could do that since it's your part of your department. That showed that we have had a declining use of this port because there has been a change, a sea change, in the energy market in this nation, which this EA completely ignores. Since 2008, and we learned this during the tank, this country has become a net exporter of petroleum products because of fracking and oil and gas production. You cut it off in 2008, which is the date of that sea change. You use the calculation for your 50-year projection on 2006, which was the year the Energy Information Administration for the United States government said was the largest disparity in consumption versus domestic production. 60% was imported. You also say this port has 70 to 80% of all of its cargo coming from importing oil. As oil exports or imports have gone down, the use of the port has gone down. Since 2008, when you cut off your calculation, it went from 339 down to 276, then back up to 361 in 2010, then 2011, 297, 2012, 176 vessels total. And in 2013, the Harbor Master from Sears Port just reported to the Board of Selectmen 123 vessels. So my question to you is, the need for this port is going down, but you have failed to calculate because you cut off your calculation in 2008. Can you explain that, and can you explain why?
I did hear a question there. Thank you, Ms. Tucker. When you say the need for the port's going down, statistics of use actually shows the use of the port's going down. So I think you're helping to illustrate something that I think is very important for all of us to hear, that as the use of our ports goes down, we have to do what's necessary to make our ports more competitive, because what the statistics will not show is why the port utilization is declining. Dredging and the depth of a channel does play into the factor of ship owners and their decision making as to which ports they select to call. In 2010, Searsport was the largest wind turbine importation port, the 10th largest wind turbine importation port in the country. 2008 was when we founded the Wind Industry Initiative in order to be a marketing effort to really support importing those wind turbines through our ports rather than driving all those wind turbines up from Philadelphia or other ports. So I appreciate the statistical fact-finding, but if you just take Portland, Maine, for instance, and you go to the year 2011, and you ask and you look for how many container ships called on the port that year, and you see zero. And then you go to 2012 or 2013, better yet, and you see 26 with the Icelandic steamship company Eimskip there. That's because we took concerted efforts to start growing our ports to the benefit of the people of Maine. And that port utilization statistics in the past, if our ports are declining, we do need to take responsible steps to try to bolster them to the benefit of everybody in the state of Maine.
Thank you. Now, we have about 5 more minutes left. We'll close this up after 4 more comments. We'll take 2 from each side.